All right. And Mina Asma James, good morning. We want to apologize for that short break day. Inside the program this morning, President Kuma, inside a New Year's speech to the nation, don't call on politicians them for put the country interest first as then they prepare themselves for the different election them where they come. The Ministry of Energy say after they engage with the president, President Kuma, they don't reduce the light tariff where then be ASOP inside 2016. And Radio Democracy will talk to the special representative to the United Nations Secretary General on sexual violence and conflict, Madam Zainab Bangura, but different issue them na the country and the role we play for helping democracy.
Well, this same plenty of us to you for you inside the program, so not going to wait, continue for listening. The program in the listener, good morning, Salon, and they meet you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We're also the live on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. We are cut here for Siwa and powered by AfriCell. If you listen, can be part of this program by way of send message to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. Send message on the issues already discussed. The program, now good morning, Salon.
Well, we continue with the program as Unayeri. This morning, we'll go talk to Madam Zainab Bangura. We go can talk about different issues them and the role way he play for bring democracy in the country. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
All right. And on behalf of management and staff of Radio Democracy, we want to wish all we listeners them we don't deal with you throughout this 2016 to now Happy New Year, and we pray that we will continue for see more years. And Ahmed, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, yourself, Happy New Year. We don't wish plenty of people yesterday, and yourself there this morning. And we continue the program, and we start with the first issue. We continue for look inside the issues then what happened at the Salon People's Party as we for tap the plenty fete and halala what happened at the party. Some young people them don't come together and form one group what they call All Aspirants Alliance Youth. The youth here believe say for tap plaba where they happen at the party, then for bring all the SLP supporter and member them together inside one big meeting, was I all man for talk and self-friend solution and the way forward for solve the thing that would happen inside the party. Hassan Rogers, now the Secretary General for the All Aspirant Youths, now the SLP, and talk more about this story, reporter Princess Pierce.
We see the need for come together, for make sure say we consolidate with efforts then, as a way for support to leaders them, because leaders them, as far as we concern, they don't they together for almost 14 months now, and they don't achieve a lot. They don't work together. They don't build confidence in themselves. So see the need for how we come together for make sure say we will talk to them at this particular material point in time moving forward. For then they will agree among themselves for choose a leader. So now upon that backdrop, make will be called a very big meeting at Kona Lodge when it'll be the 18th of December, and that meeting day will be reached at key resolutions then. When are the resolutions they have one for make sure say we inform and educate to membership properly, let them aware about the stance where the All Aspirant Alliance Youth don't take, for make sure say we flag bear as them come together, and for make sure say we position ourselves for takeover governance come 2018.
So what's important for come together and form this organization?
Well, we be see the need as young people, since we are the foot soldiers, and we also, now we, now the young man, the way the party allowed for make sure say we mount a very robust campaign for make sure say we take over governance come 2018. We see the need, based on waiting at the problems the way don't happen at the party, for all we come together, we will support various flag the aspirants within the All Aspirant Alliance. We as young people come together, one, for talk to leaders and for let them agree among themselves, for choose somebody, we will lead them, as a way for get a leadership among them. Secondly, we will also decide, say, let us form a structure among ourselves. We that structure, then we get coordinators right across this country. One for total membership, they say we don't resolve. We get a structure now where it represents the All Aspirant Alliance young people right across this country.
From where we don't form this organization as youth people and don't come together, we don't able to achieve anything because up to now, don't see the go between different flag bearers them.
Yeah, well, we don't make a lot of progress. We don't make a lot of gains. In fact, I want to inform you, say, we don't resolve in a meeting we'll get last week that all young people really right across this country are. We want for support to chairman and leader within solidarity with them. And as far as we're concerned, since we this executive can we, now the national executive since 2013, now the chairman and leader only below they call neck meetings. So any other neck meetings we then call other than the chairman and leader will consider as a null and void. Or one for call on the membership right across this country for make sure so they come in the thousands on that day. Now Miata conference hall on the 4th of this January for Kangi support to the NEC meeting for kindly support to the NEC members and the chairman and leader for make sure say we stand by whatever decision we get for reach in that NEC meeting, we're in the best interest of the party and the country as a whole.
So what are some of the resolutions that we say UNA don't come up with?
Well, one of the key resolutions, as I earlier say, now for make sure say we come out in the numbers, in the thousands, and for make sure say we give support to the chairman and leader, because we support the chairman and leader based on principle. We don't see say now the political and administrative head of this party, and now in no more get the power for someone like meetings, and not seek, and not travel, not no do harm. So we think say as young people, we support over 11 flag bearers and within the party, we don't deserve for all we come together. For talk to membership, for talk to supporters right across this country. I would make sure say we facilitate the even they come one for let them make sure say they didn't have that meeting for support the legitimate chairman and leader of the party and Chief Suman Okapen for make sure say the next meeting be a success. We go in the best interest of the party and the country.
At the end of the day, what do you want to try for achieve?
Well, what do we want to try for achieve as young people and for make sure say we able to get we leaders and for continue for day together, for make sure say we able to get the leader and for agree on who that for represent them, because at the end of the day they all not gonna be president, they all not gonna be flag bearer. But we believe say they don't talk to themselves for the past 14 months. At this particular point in time now moving forward, we believe say they will able to agree among themselves who that for lead them. They say only for make sure say we give support to the party, to the chairman and leader of the party, for make sure say let the right thing happen at the party, let the party able stand by your own constitution. We in the guiding principle and who they use in the party. So that I make we don't come together as young people, make sure so we talk to membership precisely for come out in the numbers on the 4th of this month, on Wednesday, Namiata Conference Center, for make sure so we give the support.
Well, in name na Asano Rogers, in the Secretary General for the All Aspirants Alliance Youth and SLP, be they talk to Princess Pierce. The program is listening at Good Morning Salon and meet you from 98.1 FM. Send a message to the number 0779-81981 on the issues that we discuss in the program this morning.
Well, we continue with the program, Good Morning Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. This morning, I'm Unadoye, the voice of Zainab Bangura, where they this morning for can talk about different issue them inside the again for 12 weeks, but in role way he play for bring democracy in a salon. Haja Zainab Awa Bangura, na politician and social activist, and they be appointed as special representative of the United Nations inside September 2012. I hope they are correct.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And we don't follow this position. We don't represent representative of the Secretary General on sexual violence and conflicts at the level of UN Under Secretary on the 4th September 2012. And this capacity don't serve as chair at the Interagency Network at the United Nations Action Against Sexual Violence and Conflicts at the UN Action. Mrs. Bangura gets over 20 years of experience on policy, diplomatic, and practical experience in the field of governance, conflict resolution, and other areas. So we want to welcome you again. We see you don't jet in and out of Salon, go back to the UN. What's the position? Now you don't come home finally?
No, not yet.
Wait till you wait.
Well, the we under Secretary General them and advisors of the UN, now the Secretary General they appoint them. And the outgoing Secretary General, we don't left Ban Ki-moon, appoint me for 2 years. After 2 years, he requests an additional appointment for 2 years. After that 2 years, they end of August, early September. That ended, they don't already appoint a new Secretary General. So he decides, say, you know, we want to make the office empty because we are the leadership, like ministers then. So he tell everybody, say, we all for stay until next year, so that this new man will begin the 1st of January, go actually get time for settle down, then he go decide for appoint or reappoint or get new people then for come. So they say all man for stay until they appoint new people then.
So if this new UN Secretary General decide for reappoint you?
Well, to be honest with you, my job is a very stressful job. I cover 19 countries in the world. And some of the most difficult countries in Syria, Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan, Somalia, Democratic Republic of Congo, South Sudan. And in them 19 countries, and the 7 of the countries and get terrorists them. you know, Libya, Mali, Somalia, Yemen, Nigeria, Boko Haram, and Iraq and Syria. And you they work for support the governments them for actually make sure say them put the right laws and in place the right structures. You they engage everybody, but the most important, you they meet the victims them. For example, where I do 10 days for about 5 Middle East countries them. I go na Iraq, 50 kilometers from where ISIS stay, talk to the woman the way ISIS kidnapped, we release, we then buy back. That trauma and experience, even you where they do the job, it affects you. Lots of people can ask me, say, how you they manage? Because I they deal with some of the most difficult instances. South Sudan, I engaged the president 5 times, the rebel leader 5 times. Colombia, FARC, we don't face for 52 years. I get for spending a whole day with them. Take breakfast, take lunch, take dinner, just for coax them and encourage them for participation in the peace process, for make sure, say, the process where then they deal with, then put the issue of women, the rights of women, the protection of women. So it's a very stressful job. So the trauma, but you say very challenging. So I don't do that for 4 years. The first person will get the job, he do that for 2 years, he resign. He just not able to handle them. Because of the things that they come across, the people that we get for deal with, you know, and some of the instances and the crimes that they commit. Some of the women, by the time they finish you, they get for this reconstruction. My youngest victim are 3 months old. I don't go to one village in a DRC where 11 picking them, 6 months to 12 months, they attack them, they rape them. So it's very difficult. So yourself as a human being need the break and the gap away from it, make it actually help for reconstructive life. So it's a very challenging. And at the end of the day, after 4 years, I don't get a lot of benefits. And I think, say, you know, with all what I don't learn at the UN, I will kind of later I begin to talk about my job. You go one for support now, your country, Africa, now your country, you know they come back when you're done 70. You know you're useful. Right. You will come back at least the age where you know so you're able to contribute in the development of your country.
They also, where you don't explain, where you don't play, now then 19 country there, so we be the cover. Now one way you kind of play also, now some the time where we self be there in your own crisis as you been lead the you know, the election before peace process. How you go compare them to them? They didn't tell any way Salon self also be need peace. Where we self, the woman them, the picking them is go through the same thing where they explain so.
Well, you know, one of the experience what goes into the job is that because I live in Sierra Leone, I work in Sierra Leone during the conflict, and they as a civil society, as a participant. Outside now you look. It helped me in different ways then. First and foremost, because I did deal with governments them, we're really very vulnerable. We face a lot of challenges. I did deal with them governments the way I've been for once. We be minister, the way I've been for made them deal with me. But also, as I go to the country, I see the challenges and the problems there. It reminds me of what you will go through in Sierra Leone. At the end of the day and the trauma. And so most of the time, I can tell my story to people. I say, you know, una things and at the end of the world. I say, but make I tell you what thing we go through in Sierra Leone and some of the things there. So it helped me after deal because I did deal with civil society, I did deal with religious leaders and the country where they work, I did deal with ministers, I did try for give them hope. Most of the time for try them countries and for give them hope, say, you know, if you do the right thing, if you go the right way, you they go out of this problem. I say, now so we've been there through in Sierra Leone. And so, and at the end of the day, it also helps you for understand, say, you get for learn for hope. You get for learn for be able for work together. It was a very difficult experience in Sierra Leone during that time because we've been there like we didn't act no more. We've been blind. We just been to do things as we can. And we face a lot of confrontation with the military. We target them, we fight with them, we engage with them. So it's a lot of challenges what we go through. But as I say, we will talk about later some of the specific instances, the action that we'll get for take the confrontation we'll get with Strasser, not really almost to the end, the confrontation we'll be get for get with Mada Biona through in own period with a lot of the activities, how we work with NEC for support them, for actually get them voice for coming, and how we work together, the whole country, everybody come together during that period, not to one person actually be make a contribution. But this is not the first time in Sierra Leone where I see we all speak with one voice. We've been getting dissenting views them, agreed, but religious leaders, the trade unions, you know, the students union, everybody comes, or the market women, we all come together and speak with one voice and support the development of democracy.
All right, if you just join me, you listen to the program Good Morning Salon. We meet you from the Society for the Democracy 98.1 FM. And the possibility talk, now Madam Zainab Awabangura, we are the United Nations, we are special representative to the United Nations Secretary General on Sexual Violence and Conflict. It is talk about work and self, the role we play for bringing democracy in our salon. You don't mention the different countries, the way you don't work, where you don't move, the kind of thing that we don't see. And before you go take up that job, you don't be Minister of Foreign Affairs, Minister of Health, and also previously we don't even involve politics. So looking at that experience, the way you don't get, you say you know, go on cancer, you don't 70, and whose experience will you get where you go on for camp, or which you don't go learn, where you feel say salon need, but all learn different countries and the way you don't move around?
Well, I think we take and force now the UN. Basically, as an Under Secretary General and Senior Advisor for the Secretary General, you sit down and report directly to the Secretary General. We get four Sierra Leoneans who don't be Under Secretary General in this country. We get the first person at DVC Nicole, the second person at Dr. James Jonah, the third person at Kande Yumkela, and then me at the fourth person, so the first and only woman. Out of them four, then the two work at the secretariat, one at Dr. James Jonah and me. And when you work at the secretariat, it means you report directly to the Secretary General, because the other winner agencies like UNIDO for Kande and Dr. and UNITA for Dr. DVC Nicole, you report to an executive board. Then they appoint an executive board, now you report on a day-to-day basis. Of course, you get access to the Secretary General, you can attend a meeting, now they meet a couple of times a year. But when you work at the secretariat, now una they sit on a table for attend the board meetings. We call a management meeting, senior advisors meeting, senior management meeting, where they bring other people then from around. Now they discuss all the global problems, every single problem in the world. So that it is once a week, twice a week, Monday and Tuesday. Then also, we also then call senior action group. Anytime a crisis then at the country, like now with the Gambia, the crisis then at the Gambia, the senior action group, they meet for discuss harm. The Under Secretary General for Political Chambers, they send reports. And that reports, they deposit the where they present and at the Under Secretary General for Political Affairs. So you get an opportunity for see each country in a way, what are the challenges them, what are the things where they make country succeed, what are the where they make country fail, what are the challenges of specific country they defend. So it gives you a lot of experience and knowledge, whether na climate change that they deal with. May not be ever know since ocean, they get a lot of problem about ocean. You know, people they fret about ocean, so the law, international law of the sea. Now the Secretary General they in charge, but the colleague on office, the OLA, Office of Legal Affairs, now they handle that. So every problem that the world when they discuss, each and every single problem, each and every single country when they discuss now the world, we issue. When the Secretary General they visit, they report to owner. They tell you now what you going experiences. We before they go, before you come. Where they meet heads of state, they cover 19 countries. So each of them country, where the head of state and they visit the Secretary General, at the sit down at the meeting, they prepare a talking point for them, you attend the meeting with them. So on side and the way they travel, if you it gets something for do with you, you go with them. So it opens you to things that we not ever understand. So me look, I'm like saying a classroom. Because one philosopher I get in my life, I say the world is a classroom. They learn from the day you born till you die. Everybody get the capacity for learn. You know, the ever sasa be all thing. You get for be willing and accept, say, every day we encounter experience, you learn. Also, because I work in countries, and they deal with heads of state, from the president to the prime minister to the parliament to different ministers and to the military to the police. Each one of them, they work with them, and they engage, and they go. So most time when I can visit country, I can take about a week, 2 weeks. And they go upline, and they talk to governors, them, and they support police them for make sure say, they strengthen their ability for investigate. And they work with judges them for make sure say, they do the right war, the right and laws them within the pass. You know, even for the ICC. So I work with international.
So how do they don't position you for come back now, Salon?
Well, it give me a lot of experience and expertise. It make me ability for be able to stand out, for see how countries and they work. It also sometimes working in the meetings, the working deal, I can say, you know, I wish I did not know this word in a salon. I wish I did not know this. I could have done it different. So you understand why sometimes in Sierra Leone,
with some mistakes that they do, some countries. And so generally, some countries, the way they go, if I really see say problem, I can talk to the president, they call them one. Then I give them experience, and they tell them, and they be advisors, and they talk to them. Because as an African woman, you're proud for make African countries and succeed. So I hope say coming back, that experience I go use, I go help me for able to look at things from the outside. Because when you are inside, you limit your perspective, your ability for look at things objectively. When you don't go outside, you don't see how other countries they don't succeed, how other countries they don't fail, waiting at the mistakes and the way they make. You know, why this country, number one, they do well past number two. Why, you know, so all of these things, when you bring them back, it will help you for share. So now I make, when them do the last cabinet reshuffle, there's a couple of ministers they want to know when are friends of mine, I call them. I give them your advice, what I think you for do, the action will you take, how I look at. Because at the end of the day, na me your responsibility down there. So I call a couple of them, some of them listen, they accept, then they really appreciate her. Because as an outsider, and I can able advice. I can talk to you, say, you know, where you go to administer, so I think you for do. Now this action is for taking now. So, and I did it to a couple of ministers, the way they appoint, because at the end of the day, na me obligation, because I want the APC party for succeed.
Right, we will come back to you, Madam Zainab Hawa-Bangura. There at the studio this morning for talk about different things and also the role way he play for being democracy and waiting in take on girl child education and the most controversial FGM issue. All that they will therefore can talk about this morning. But let me go to other issue. We say for long term now, different parts in the country don't get serious challenge with road network. We can make business people and farmers then can get difficult for transport and produce them after they can don't get them. Well, one part in district here, so we get road problem na Kwenadugu district. Well, for help address the challenge them na this district, President Kuma don't pull 3 different road projects them na do where they connect Kwenadugu district and other districts them na the country. USA is saying government will continue for getting to local road contractor them na the country. Mange Mansare Binde na the ceremony and go now report.
Had they formally launched the Kabala Kurbola Road, Makakura, Yifi Road, and the Township Roads of Kabala, with the hope that today will be the turning point.
That has been the voice of the President, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, where he been the pull now the 3 different road projects them. When a Kabala Kurbola Road, Makakura Yifi, and the Township Road them. Na the Yogoma Field, Kabala Town, Konadugu District, where Paviford Construction Company they make. The Director General for the Sierra Leone Roads Authority, Abdul Aziz Kamar, talked about the 3 different road projects them and the kilometer of their road there.
For the launching of 3 major projects in this district, one, the Kabala, Kurbola and Kono Road, which is 261 kilometers. We all know what's in this road. How many chiefdoms he passed? I think about 11 chiefdoms to Kurbola. And then from Kurbola to Kono. Very important road for these people. Then the second one is Makakura Yifin, which is about 143 kilometers. And the other one, the Township Road. Look at the Township Road. We begin with 5 kilometers. There were problems with the contractor. It's slow. Today, we talk about almost 20 kilometers as the Kabala town.
Abdul Aziz Kamara continues to say, now Sierra Leone government, they give 100% funding to their road projects they are.
All them projects they are who they talk about. Now we owe money. Not to nobody money. Now we owe money, the taxpayers' money. Now in government they prove specification of their roads here. Before they do gravel road, after 3 years, 1 year, it don't point. This now where they begin, Natar Road. So Makakura Yifin would begin with 38 kilometers because divided by 3. Highly quality road, 7.2 kilometer carriageway, the shoulders, surface dressing. Because we don't want who will do this road after some time, then come back, hey, this road don't fall, first we invest there again.
The President, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, say, he ready for push the project go before for make the project succeed.
I am committed to this project and we will see this project here through. Don't get a contractor when I Sierra Leonean, where don't they prove a metal and we believe say it is time now law support with Sierra Leonean brother. In the construction business, by themselves cannot only construct with infrastructure, but we equip them enough for make them go out and compete. Like how CSC they can compete now. And I don't tell the Ministry of War, I don't tell the cabinet, elect them. Accuse we of affirmative action because then country themselves where they talk about liberalization today, yesterday them protect them people. Yesterday them protect them people them. Now them people then grow, then develop, then get the money, then get the expertise. Now they say we now open. We say we don't go open too much. Now people then grow. Where they don't grow, we say small difference there, people then go say, oh, because they don't give this, they don't give that, may them give me, but not promote them. I don't care about that.
After the program, I've been interviewed the Parliament Chief for Sengbe Chiefdom, Ali Bala Samamara III, we talk about the benefits we get for coming at the Chiefdom after the Ngodon done their good projects there. Yeah.
I get buckle benefits the way they bring. And one, the benefits they give, first of all, they verify the face look of we township, when are the largest district within Connecticut District. Then, I get agricultural benefit, where they able to make them very easy for them to transport with agricultural product. And it attract investors there, when they buy with local product, they can buy because of the good road network. So it gets a lot of economical benefit. And it also, they attract tourists there for kind of place, because we get so many tourist attracted areas there within the district.
Ali Bala Samamara III end up say, the people them na Kwenadugu district go give them support to the Paviforce Construction Company for push them work here go before. For Radio Democracy, Mange Mansaye, the report.
The program na Good Morning Salon, and it come to you from 98.1 FM. You can take part na the program. The number for send your message to na 077-981-981. You can listen online also on www.radiodemocracy.sl, and also with a on Facebook Live this morning. You can also go na Radio Democracy Facebook page, like the page, and you go see we live waiting the happen inside the studios. We continue with the program, Good Morning Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. We'll go for a short break. We'll come back and continue the program.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Ha ha. Now the People's Bank.
People's Bank.
Oh yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
Delivering value.
We dey drive customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence.
Excellence.
Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values, count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic, for sure. Count on us.
Now we back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
The program now, Good Morning Salon, and it come to you from 98.1 FM. We come back now the studios. Usai, we continue for talk to Haja Zainab Hawa Bangura on different issue them this morning. Let me look at the issue, Usai. You then at the UN now, but we understand saying that left you be left government for go. So waiting at be that, waiting at the status of that.
No, we normally for under Secretary General position, your country they nominate you and the UN accept, approve them, or any other country can nominate you, then the your country definitely get for approve and allow before they accept you. Not so place where you apply vacancy. In my own case, because of the work we are doing at the special court, you know, I've been prepared the report on the special court on forced marriage. You know, the first time under international law, then charge that crime day. Because the special court people, the prosecutor, we interview them, picking them victims them of sexual violence, them bushwife,
he not be able to understand what he mean. So now somebody advise and say, you know, say that because of me work na CGG, I've been doing a lot of the documentation of the atrocities of the conflict. So now then tell the prosecutor, say the only person who will write a report for you on this, na Zainab Bangura. So now they meet me, then talk to me. So I get for go across the country, especially in Akaila and Kono, decided we've been getting a lot of them picking them with them kidnap, with the RUF, AFRC being kidnapped. So I prepared the reports on forced marriage. The court sidon, then take the decision for accept me report. And they ask me for give evidence. So me reports and me evidence allow the special court for the first time in the world for actually get a conviction on forced marriage. So it don't become an international crime now. So when Hillary Clinton goes and chair the Security Council for set up me office, because you know, saying they fought a lot on women's rights, he turned to him people and say, now I don't set up the office, would I not think, say, I go able to nominate for... Say this. So the first name we can name, because the prosecutor we been there I work with now being the ambassador at large for war crimes, the State Department or that Hillary, Stephen Rapp. So Stephen give me name. So then talk to me. Me na be Minister of Foreign Affairs. I talk to President. President say I don't want to make you go. So we agree say make I do the make I talk to Ban Ki-moon. So I talk to Ban Ki-moon and he asks me, say, what do you President say? Because of the procedure. Now I say, President say, no, I make her go. Now I say, okay. Eventually, then choose the other person. Now, maybe you can't force, but the interview. Then choose the other person, you know, a foreign minister now for Sweden. So he take the job 2 years. He left the job. Now he resigned. Now he then come back to me. That's the Minister of Health. Now he then say, now you not been the top contender for this job. What do you think now? At that time, the Misef say, you know, as a spiritual person, I say, we see the encounter a second time. Not so you get blessing pass. So it must be for a reason. So I talked to President very reluctantly, but he agree. And obviously, he get for approve. So note verbal, being exchange of note verbal between the UN and the government of Sierra Leone for release me. So I write a letter to the government for ask for study leave without pay. So technically, I'm on secondment to the UN. As a government minister. So the note the government approve on the condition, the UN approve on the condition that if the government want for recall me, the government get the option. And enough for interfere with all my services in Sierra Leone. So when I done the first 2 years, so the UN wants me back for stay another 2 years, then contact the government back. Now the government say we agree can stay.
So if in the event now you be appointed to a ministerial position, you go take him.
Well, and I don't reach that level. To be honest with you, I don't think I go on for serve as a minister. You know, I have to be honest because at the end of the day, it's a little bit tiring and exhausting. And you know, if you don't serve as Minister of Foreign Affairs, they'll suddenly put you. Labour?
Well, but ministry, then they also, you know, with your expertise and can improve on the area, then they...
You don't, the government, they go into election. I don't think, say, really, at this time, it will begin make difficult, unless the person not deliver at all, you change somebody.
All right.
So I don't think, say, the occasion will arise. I know we'll come back home, then I get 6 months,
but
so election.
But if you be on secondment, then, you, I mean, one for offer you another position.
Well, the government, the president will talk to you. President Kumano will go offer you anything or talk to you. You know, come into government, can't serve for minister. We left 6 years to election, 6 months to election.
So, you know,
not make sense.
You know, for serve as minister.
No, you know, go make sense. You know, go begin because for serve as a minister, you first and foremost get forget your objective, you focus. You for know what you do. When I go to Minister of Health, I know, say, I've been get 2 years. I no say I get for fet on drugs, delivery of drugs. I no say I get for work on human resource. I no say I get for work on infrastructure. So anybody who serve as ministry, they get 3 key objectives we want to achieve. What do you go achieve in 6 months? It's not possible.
There is this belief that she not even wants or like that Ministry of Health job there.
No, to be honest with you, I not been feel comfortable because I not been know anything about health. Not say I not been one time, but I not been feel comfortable.
But
say,
you not be also willing for go there and learn.
No. I learned. That's the mistake. The first 5 months where I be Minister of Health, I not travel out of the country. I take the time for listen to everybody. You can talk to the medical and dental association. You can talk to everybody, the private sector, the NGOs. I take 5 months to learn. The first thing as they appoint me, I not take the appointments in December. I take time off. I go Egypt. But I call the chief medical officer because I think they will not be a minister. I call the chief medical officer. Give me all the relevant documents.
I go na Egypt, na Sharm el-Sheikh, I sit down there na the hotel, I read each and every single document. I put notes there. When I come back, I spend the first 3 months engaging everybody and learning to the medical, to the doctors, to the midwife, to the nurses, to the retired doctors, Dr. Fraser, Dr. Peters, I call them all, you know, to the international community, UNICEF, UN. I tell them. So I listen, I buy a ledger. Everybody what I did learn, I did listen. After that 3 months where I listened to so many people, I then pick one from them people, they are pinned and I say, I get 2 years in the ministry. What are the key things and what you think say for tackle as a minister will go able to make a difference? They say drugs, distribution of drugs, they say human resource, they say equipment, then they say infrastructure. Now the reason that's why they travel across the country, because I go clearly, I make WHO put a grading for me and see within the 2 years what I go achieve finally. And I can trust you, by the time I left, everything was A. We sit down with the head of WHO and look at the assessment and self-assessment and say, how I do pan 3 points here. So okay. I learn a lot. And after that, I tell you, Harvard University award me, give me an award, best health leader for 2012. Because of how I deliver, how I work, and what I learn. And up to today, I tell you, my closest ministry to my heart, na health, after education. Because to me, education very key. Okay. So health is very important to me. And I really hope and say, I go get the opportunity where I go able to have some of the knowledge where I don't get. But Harvard University, I go training at Harvard for 1 week on health delivery.
Bring you back to the issue of education, girl, child, and mentorship. From you... experience and from why don't they listen to you? You say you upbringing, you come up from a very poor background to outside or reach today. Almost that your expertise there. First of all, let me look at the girl child education at the country. What thing are you take on girl picking education at the country?
Well, I guess for be honest with you, growing up as a child, especially from an extremely poor family, is extremely challenging. And you see every day with the picking them. Me go school, my parents are not being guests. By the time I reach from 5, my man will pay school. And I go school, I was extremely poor. So taking in one underwear, you get to get for what and put on that. In the body in school. Now 20 leons for fees. By the time I reach from 5, my man will be able to pay. So I've been for drop out of school. But it happens, I meet up a principal, Alice Kamau, I mean principal. He writes a special letter to government. Say, because I mean the senior prefect. So that maybe they can't force me class. It not be one may I drop out of school. So he writes a letter to the Ministry of Education and make a special plea. So they call on Kingsley Davis scholarship or something. So they award me that scholarship because I not pay school fees for 3 terms. What they from 5? So now third time now in the college scholarship, I go to me mommy man not get I come back. You know able pay the fees. So from 6 I cannot any watch school. I not able buy me uniform. Now somebody give me uniform. Well, I go any watch school from 6. I not able buy uniform. I manage for buy shoes. So one lady, Kadi Mansaria, and I only come out. In come out the July done, me go the September. So now give me uniform that we wear for 2 years. I use that uniform day. Me school shoes, I able buy one school shoes. I wear them the whole 1 year and a lower 6. By the time I upper 6, I know able replace them. Well, me pa designer Mununa all going that didn't be establishment secretary that and I suddenly they call them. Now in give me shoes. Well, I wear upper 6. I go for Bay College with 5 clothes. With 2 bedspread, 1 sandal, 1 school. But so the hassles of not of being poor, but with a very content mind, we man make unto me say, nothing on this world we no go want, but you get for concentrate. So I grew up very focused on saying education is important. But because I get a mama, we really been a monitor, we supportive, it easy for me for manager in as much as the difficulties. So I know what it means. And some things the way I go through, I no go talk them. Because as I say, everybody can tell me, say, you're so passionate about rape and so many things, and all the way they felt. Because the experience where I go through, you know, as a girl. So the girl child is very vulnerable. If you go to an illiterate home, the mommy, they left home 6 o'clock. You know, they can't say 9 o'clock. Would that they help the picking for study? And we not get social workers in our schools for monitor the picking them. We not get counselors in our schools for able to help them. So the pikin they grow up, they become sexually active without having the support mechanism for get and for understand say, certain things they're not going to do. They're vulnerable to pregnancy and so many other things. So really, we can say, if you ask me, I can say the girl child is an endangered species.
That's why you get one out of every three teenage girls in Sierra Leone, they get pregnant. Because you know, grow up for be able to get the ability for me to explain to her what in they happen to her. I body parts and they change. I they become sexually active at an early age, the instincts they grow. So those are some of the because the parents are also not educated.
So what do you plan for doing in that area? The whose difference you go make with your level of education now and the passion we get for the issue then they?
Well, actually, one of my greatest dream them at the UN is that how you go create a foundation for support girl picking them. Girl picking them, not for buy books for them, for pay school fees, but for actually act as a mentor, for help and for understand the changes and where they happen in life, and how you for handle them changes them, and for help and for dream that anything at this world you want to go do, for help and for managing life, because at the end of the day, you get too many attractions. You know, I get a lot of nieces them where actually not able to sit down for study. Recently, we are going to Yoni. Then I talk to them, picking why they result them bad that they look. Because I get so many picking why they pay school fees for. And they look why they come 22nd. Well, man, it's them. They don't sit down for study. So I get for talk to the mommy them. Why you know they say the mommy them, the picking and they listen. So I talk to the picking. At your age, me and mama, I not get mine for say no to run. It's just not possible. So you get for under your mama not educated, but now in born you. Nobody no go day will go want you better one pass you mama.
So the issue about act as mentor and also you personality in a one way people always don't they say you proud that you know the mentor or you know they share or you know they help the younger one them.
Well, nobody no go tell you that say I know they help the younger one. Me na person we not like for everything what you do, you they put on a paper. It's not me. Every time they happy, they put on a paper. No. I get so many young people there, what they talk to, what they mentor, what they help. Proud, when as people, they always say you're proud. When you grow with poverty, you grow with a lot of lack of self-confidence, lack of insecurity. You they inside yourself. Now, this term, people then go tell you, say, I don't think I got a 2-3 who's then where they go. Why? Because I know you, Sam. When you grow up lacking so many things, you know they go and begin on other people them, we get things then. You learn for keep to yourself and learn for actually make sure, say, nobody know what thing they happen to you. So obviously that actually affects how you deal with people, how you deal with issues them. So as far as me concerned, I see myself, you know, as a mentor to every young person, also an inspiration. For say, you know, if Zainab can come out, I come out. If Richard I reach, the myself can do them. And that's what me want for be to everybody. And for understand, forget every young girl for say, education are the golden key. When you get education, you can do anything that the world want to do. The world, it's not like we then lock you inside us. Education are that key, where you open, you turn them. When you open the door, you see the sky front you. When they lock you inside that house there, then at the literacy, when you left inside, you're stuck in a situation where you know they grow, where you know they prosper. So now, so me see me life, and I think, say, that's not the thing where I want to share with everybody, with all young girls. There's anything you can do when you want, but it's just that you get to be focused and get education and work for it.
All right, the issue of FGM, now one way, you know, the debates can come on and go quiet on, but now one way, you know, they on people them say they for ban them, they for stop them, they for all man they call all kind name. What's now your position on FGM?
Well, you know, when you talk about FGM, if you really and truly want for deal with them, you for understand them from different perspective.
That's now
understand and one, if I talk as a traditional Sierra Leonean woman, when a team name, we go Bondo. You for understand the role where they play in the people in life. You know, this Sierra Leone, we come to the man, they get different society. For the woman, they are one society, no matter whether you're not Limba, you're not Timni, you're not Soso, you're not Madingo. Because me go Bondo, I they go to everyone in the country. You get right for go. So there's a commonality. And a point number one. Point number two. Now the only time we woman they get privacy na society. Anybody we don't go society like we go understand say the Bondo society inside the Bondo Bushman self not the good. And when you go through the ceremony, same day during the ceremony where the man they lock you in a primary chief, then they lock you inside us, you know they come on and do because the woman they get control of that day. The challenge you will get, you don't go like me, you know, say na two-sided part of the society. You get the sooner when the circumcision, when they do most of the time, then you go the bondo, when are the real bondo, when are that one day, that they the tradition, everything day. That one day, that is the most important part. And at that debate, most people don't forget to understand that the most important part, now they ignore, now they try for destroy. We focus on the one way important because now they give you the entry points. Anybody will know that. And as a result of that, that area day, the international criticism day. So instead of we try for make for educate people and for reinforce the older side, the big side, the boku side, we they throw them out. I get this debate with my auntie when I saw him. I call her, I ask her, I say, what's in this problem? He sits down, he explains to me what are the challenges then they face. Now the community for deal with this. Now I say, but Yankurba. I say, not to una they at fault. Now he say, well, not to we, the mami they say for the good, the picking there. Then he say, I want a normal for 1 week. You know, so over the years, we don't erode the real traditional side. We don't focus on the circumcision. So everybody they go through that process they actually not they even know that old side.
So this is the one way the United Nations says they against or they want for Banam. Well, so if you for sit down on a high level meeting, who side for take a decision whether na the which ceremony but for ban, which thing will be your own position?
My position always has been and I continue for say even while they na the year they tell them say una get for understand each and every country different and unique. The Somalia experience, where then they stitch the person. Say we're ready for married before they unstitch them. What are the worst scenario? You know they compare to the Sierra Leone side. So, and you also need for know what role way they play in the life of the women. You know they pull them, you create a vacuum and absentee. I mean, I can give you two quick examples where they say somebody want build water well. He said, the woman, the old lady, and they talk to water, and they go far for go get water for drink. So he bring, it's there for Billy water. He said, well, for me, the water elder, no poiler, may I bill and front the chief in O's. He go bill and front the chief in O's. Nobody, no, the woman, they go there. Why? Anybody who go in a village, we grow up in a village, no say, every day morning, people then go to a farm. Where they all come on a farm, even 10. The woman, and they can bring all their thing there. The one where they cook for the family, they left. All the woman, then at each and every house. They all they gather together, then they join me for go get water, not the water side. So when they go, now that tell the woman and they keep company, then they talk, and then they come back. So when you bill them, now the from the chief hills, they no go do and they no go accept her. So from at the end of the day, most people then just they take unilateral decision.
Okay, so from what me sense from you is, I mean, the practice for day, but now issue of debate because you see. Man, they may not even understand. People, they may not even know the process. Everybody just, they go debate them, talk about them. First, me and you two, where you say, don't explain, know what it mean. If we don't go through the whole process.
I think that the most we, the woman, we go, we understand, need for Sidon with the woman and the Sowe at a traditional level and traditional leaders and actually do a very good debate on them. And actually help foresee how we for manage them. So every other person will not get nothing for do it and nothing to them for put them out. And a million feeling that one day. Because okay. If you not submit the society, how you go defend them? If you not go inside the society, you experience her, you value and like what we go inside we value her, how you go talk about it for defend them? So me feel say now debate will for take place within the circles of the society, not to outside where every Jack Jillary. Because at the end of the day, the woman then where they deal with her, they are very vulnerable. I go born, the mommy then tell me, say, hey, now for go talk to, now they don't tell so for stop for do this thing. It really, they affect we. You know, so the people then don't become very angry and paranoid. So there are lots of challenges. Nobody knows they tell the true story. All man, they take something, we fit them, we let, but the debates, now they enter. So you need for look at it from a holistic point of view, sit down with the people them and talk to them and understand and then would go away. Why then they talk don't they talk about any other thing?
Continue for the between the program. And I'm Madam Zainab Awabangura and there they talk about different things them and in the special representative to the United Nations Secretary General on sexual violence and conflict. We will come back to you. We continue the program with a live on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl on Facebook also Radio Democracy Facebook page with it live, and also we already get people already listen and watch from different parts of the world, like from UK, Kent, New York, Hungary, Japan, Denver, Colorado, and other parts of the world. We have comments already with on the Canada Facebook, so drop your comments, and we have question, interesting question also from Madam Zainab Bangura, where we can look at later in the program. But we continue the program and look at more issues as we go now and look inside the presidency New Year message. As the 2018 general election did go near, people them don't begin see plenty chamont among politicians them, na different political party them. Well, President Kuma inside in 2017 New Year's message to the nation, don't call on politicians them for put the country first, pan and political activity them na the country as way for maintain peace and democracy. We report Abdullah Ibla look inside this speech and put this report together.
Fellow Sierra Leoneans, the new year usually beckons hope.
Every year, the president can give end of year message to the nation, and this can happen the 1st of January, where now the first speech where the president can give, and inside in 2017 New Year's Day message, the president, Dr. Anes Bai Kuruma, been talk on some of the success we in government we make, challenge them, and set the way forward for the next year.
With the assurance of an economy on the path of full recovery, with more investments in agriculture, fisheries, and small manufacturing, the evidence now points.
President Kuruma say this 2017 no doubt will bring new hope as the country in economy they go back and the country in recovery plan them they in full swing.
The new year has come upon us with the promise of bright days ahead. It has come upon us with the assurance of an economy on the path of full recovery, with more investments in agriculture, fisheries, and small manufacturing, the evidence now points to a positive and steady growth trajectory. With better prices in the international markets, we are attracting more and stronger investments in our iron ore mines and other extractives, indicative of a boost to our export earnings. We have also acted to improve on our revenue generation, reviewed public expenditure, and sought support from our friends and partners to help in our recovery program.
President Kuruma carry on say, the infrastructural development we in government don't embark on, and the development now the energy sector and serve the justice system now for the benefit of all Salon people. And this is the reason why the president say, people for help the government for make it do more of them tier.
We have to put policies and institutions in place to ensure a sustainable economic turnaround. But we can only achieve this when we abandon the mentality of leaving government in the hands of government officials. We will continue to build roads, but our success will be limited if we continue to use the drainages to dump trash. We will continue to empower the Anti-Corruption Commission, but you can also help our fight against graft when you decide not to pay any bribe, no matter the interests at stake. We will continue to train and equip our military and police to keep us safe, but you will enhance their job when you choose to report on irregular activities in your neighborhoods, discourage violence, and promote peace by adhering to the rule of law.
Salon people, for say no to violence and fight for promote peace, as President Kuruma say inside in 2017 New Year's Day speech. And this, according to President Kuruma, will be possible where Salon people continue for live as one and take issues of national concern as all man business for see say the country benefit na the bigger picture.
We have shown the world our resilience, our ability to pull together in terms of adversity, and our determination to succeed against all odds. We can do it again. We must approach national issues with considerations that transcend partisan affiliations, and we must adopt the imperatives that put Sierra Leone first in our actions. As Sierra Leoneans, our destinies are bound together, and our fortunes are intertwined.
And as the 2018 general election they draw near, and plenty people don't begin see the tension where they go high, especially among political opponents them, now the opposition and self the ruling party, President Nkrumah take time inside in 2017 New Year's Day speech for call on politician them for put the country first as then they go about them political activity them na the country.
Soon, our national electoral processes that will lead to the presidential, parliamentary, and local council elections will begin. There will be several aspirants seeking political office. Debates will go on. Tensions may rise, but whatever you do, you must never lose sight of the fact that Sierra Leone is bigger than everyone. It is bigger than every group and every political party. We therefore owe it to ourselves and to our future generations to stay together.
But as all this they be, plenty Saloon people still get fresh in their mind the recent austerity measures where the government be introduced. As then the grumble would say, the measure also don't make price then don't go up and plenty thing them like fuel, rest, and other basic thing them where people need for live their daily life. So as it be now, one go say it better, let the APC government try for put strength pan thing them we go make people in life better, as President Nkrumah mentioned inside in speech. As this go help make waiting the president talk inside in 2017 New Year's Day speech, all water. For the society, for Radio Democracy, me, na Abdullahi Bla, the report.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue. Send message to the number 0779-81981. We will take short music break. When we come back, we continue with the program as we get with studio guests at the program.
Right, we get people the way they listen, watch we live on we Facebook page, and also don't send them comments. We'll go briefly look at them and come over to the studio guest. This first one we're from Ibrahim Conte, where they look we live, watch we live on Facebook, say, Madam Zainab Awabangura, you are spot on. We have allowed those that understand little about our traditional schools, especially the Sunday Society, to parade the negativity, leaving the positive side of it. The teaching of womanhood, childcare, how to be a good wife are left to strand to the much publicized circumcision aspect, as Sandy Bondo tradition school must live on.
This other one from James McFord Macaulay say, please ask Madam Bangura if she has planned to run for the highest office, that's the presidency of the land, when she returns back to serve.
Miss Banista B. Kamara say, in the Watch We Live from Berlin City, and also Abdurrahman Kabasi, she is a role model. We continue with the program.
And we look at message that we don't send to the number 0779-81981. This one says, Aja, you want to be the next female president in Sierra Leone, or the first female president in Sierra Leone?
This one say, Madam Zainab Bangura, according to your experience, you are fit to be president. Are you going to vie for the flag bearership in your party like Hillary Clinton? If so, under which party?
Another message on the presidency speech. Say, for 9 years now, the panel finished the Lumbly Tucker Road yet. Even the Hillside Road not done yet. Then the commission knew what them. Ha ha ha. Padada na Dwazak 9 sent this message.
Honestly, your job involves a lot of risk, more so when you are female. I love your optimism and perseverance. Keep it up, Madam Bangura, from Mystic Nadwazak.
The story on your school days sound touching. If you can rephrase it, our girls must stay focused and forget about material things. Whatever the situation is, this is a food for thought for all girls.
Madam Zainab Bangura, working for the United Nations is a good step, but what have you done for your own country to stop gender-based violence from Bus LA?
This one say, Madam Zainab will have best serve in the Ministry of Social Welfare.
Right, we'll look at this. This one says, Zainab, you are a woman of substance and a pride of Sierra Leone. Please teach a simple political manners and ethics.
Zainab, this one says, I'm so proud of Madam Zainab Bangura, especially on children's issue. She knows the issue to the end. Congratulations, ma, from Brema.
Tina say, way to go, Radio D, watching live from Aurora, Colorado. And all the other one, they really watch. Abdurrahman Kabasi, they watch from California. One for telling all, thank you.
We'll get another message. We say, Madam, with your high level of education, what have you done to encourage girls to be productive in society and also help promote girl child education for MAC 10 and New England.
Okay, Isaac Samuels, full day with the Watch We Live, say the Watch We Live and direct from PRC. Banks Umar say the Watch We from UK, and Alaji Amani say in feel at home today. We continue with the program, and the last message we are going to read this morning is the morning. Happy New Year. He said they listen to we own candidates this morning. Make it declare now, no. Okay, so let me come over to the studio guest, Madam Zana Bangura. We be one for left the politics for last, but people then look one for you on your side if they declare or not. So it's my position.
You know, I don't talk this several times, and I they continue for talking. The last thing I can tell people then say, for be president, for make a decision for the class presidents of Sierra Leone or any country, not to picking job. President are a very challenging job. Not to team who you the as I say the drink as I live there, take one or two beer and then say a week morning there, yeah, last year they be president. Because you think about say you get 7 million people and we get for take care of. You get for look at all the sectors. If you take just Wumi Work Ministry of Health, forget basic health care. Where I say basic health care, the ordinary man for able wakana hospital, he get a dick, he get tablets, he get nurse who they treat him. The health sector are one of the most complex sectors then. In the sense that you get for thinking about the human resource, we take doctors, they get over thousands of different type of doctors, of nurse, you get pediatric nurse, you get nurse with the work operation, all kind of thing. You get for look at the equipment. If you go take, just look hospital, the amount of equipment and what hospital they deal with. So if you want to be present, you get for think about how I go make sure, say, Magboroka Hospital, minimum doctors will for dinner at that hospital, not 10. You know, the surgeon, the doctor for woman, the doctor for picking, the doctor for teeth, the doctor for ear, the doctor for ears and nose and throat, you know, the doctor for belly, all kind of thing. So that itself will give you a lot of thought. It's a very complex. So, you know, they wake in the morning. You get for think about it. You get for consult
people like country. Think about it?
Obviously, you must think about it. But not an issue where you go just wake a grappy. Say, that's not one issue. So, that's not my opinion. Say, you get for consult now your country. You get for consult. As I said, Sierra Leone depend on donors them for a large part of
your
budget.
But in case so you decide your mind, you think, say, you don't tell me now I see now APC, now you party. You get, if you say you go get a chance there.
Well, the APC na structured party we get the processes where they go through. So even before me can't even have na radio station can begin talk, say, yes, I want to be president. Hallelujah. No, you get for go through the party. You get for discuss with the leadership of the party. You get for consult the grassroots people there. On top of that, you also get for consult the outside people
but,
then, the donors.
If you look at sequence of activities or events that they happen, and which you say just now say, you don't want for serve as minister anymore. Then they already don't begin make people don't begin thinking and that thinking they don't begin get there. I want for go for the presidency, and we already don't get the information and they understand. So you're doing consultation right now, you meet with people and they discuss.
Well, let's not to me tell light. You say doing consultation. Me they tell you say what the time come, what the appropriate time come, because so many people they speculate. Either way, whether or not they contest election, whether they contest election, I go make the announcements. So are they in a position for say at the end of the day for put a lot of minds at rest? For say this woman they go for it, or this woman no they go for it. So obviously, whether occasion.
So if you can't serve, who say you feel so you go serve?
I don't take the decision. I not left it. When I left na the UN, then I go make the announcement. I go say they can at Sierra Leone. I dey talk say they can at so I dey can for can serve. That I will tell you.
But generally, we don't see. I mean, woman they make some inroads in we salon politics. We see. Dr. Kadisi say, we don't see yourself, we don't contest once for presidency. You think, say, Salon has country ready for woman president?
Well, you know, I can always find I'm very interested when they ask that question. Because at the end of the day, whose position are this country, other than vice president or maybe finance minister or president who Salon woman or serve? And all the women, even Christiana Topneck, he did a fantastic job. Above average than most people think. You know, every other position where woman don't take, then of course you get challenges. The problem we'll get about woman, okay, always talking at the UN with them, the campaign say for girl woman secretary general, we insist say, for make we make sure say the right woman serve them, because you know why? Where woman in a position where he failed, then they use her for judge.
So waiting at the right woman, we will not get say right man.
No. Now that's not the problem, because this is what I'm saying. Every woman we fail, then they judge, then they take her for judge other woman. They know they do one for man them.
They know they do it for money. That's not the reality of life.
But in
if
we
stand put a woman in a position. If the woman makes it, and say, so woman, anytime they want to appoint other woman, they can say, look at that woman, who they put outside, look the mess we do. You know, me know.
But in we culture, now, we know they see, the, we they struggle with woman, then supporting woman, them, which you know, victim of that day, when you perform your MOP party some years back. So again, I come back to.
I think
to,
the woman, they don't change. I have to be honest. I think we get woman praman chief them. Woman, they don't take more positions them than before. We don't get woman Supreme Court judge. We don't get woman, of course, minority leader in a parliament and woman.
They connect with the ordinary people when they get their appointments there.
You know, I say to all people, I say to most people there, you know, it's always lonely to be at the top. What you do at the top? We may be minister. I mean, I accept we are the minister of foreign affairs. The woman that we come for congratulate me for can sit down with me at the grassroots woman in a Kailan. The educated woman, they don't ever come together and say, what you go do for help you? We learn that lesson. Now, it make, when they appoint the woman ministers then at this government, I call them all a concrete because this last appointment, President Kuma give more woman than cabinet position. I talk to almost, not to all, I talk to almost each and every one of them. I call them, yes, I talk to them. I give them me only to advise what I think say it will important because at the end of the day, they learn from other mistakes and from other people's mistakes. Not to say because it not be happening to me, me no go do one. And at the same time, for example, now they not appoint a woman deputy secretary general at the UN. We will know very well. I mean, and I don't know for now, like my small sister. Now woman ain't a deputy secretary general. So we the woman, them under secretary general, and the woman ambassadors, them, we don't decide for get her together for say when we go back for sit down with them. For talk to her, for see who's kind of supposed to get. So I learned that's why then at the UN, anytime they appoint a woman under secretary general, the woman the way they as under secretary general, all they get together. So, we bring them, we talk to her, we ask them who's kind of support to get them. We on genuine advice. Maybe get a lot of advice from Valerie Amos. We say, you know, we can at the UN, no do this, no do this, do that, do that. So all these skills and you learn them later in life. And so me, they apply now. And I hope, and I make I say the world in a classroom, they learn from the day you born till the day you die.
Let me look at the political landscape. You know, you clearly say you're in APC, you day and APC. If you get four, if 10 get four each, you get four announced, that they would expect, say, you would know. But looking at the way how people, even our political party, they look at people we don't come out at the UN, we don't return at the UN, they come back for can't take position as salon. How then can look at them, say, oh, they want to own salons or like UN garage and kind of thing. So you they think of anything if they come
you
into politics,
remember, say,
looking at the recent we happened to like Kande Yunkela.
Kande don't left this country for over 20 years. He didn't at the UN for well over 20 years. Me serve inside this government na two key ministries. I go out, I come in. So it's a difference. You know, I not argue in the same way. Because I was part and parcel of this government, I'm still part and parcel of this government. So Kande Yunkela left. We look Kande in history. Kande is a very smart person, he's very intelligent. He don't jala. He go do a master's in America. He work there. He can't work for NPRC. Maybe a year or less than a year or two. I don't know how long he work. Then he go back to the UN for over 20 years. So, and at the same time with Kaba. Kaba left in 1967 after the coup. Kaba will not come back until Usen.
All right, so the issue of Salon Q14B UN Garage, you take them from President Kaba, Dr. James Jonah, Dr. Kande Yunkela, now Yusef. What's una keep discussing and we will not reach that level when una come back now for going for the, high position at the country?
Well, you know, I don't think, say, we they discuss about that. I think, say, by virtue of the experiences where you they get, you feel, say, you need for contribute. Kaba was a D2. Not director two, level two. So in the below we, two levels below me and Kande and Dr. James Jonah, we in return at the UN, he returns a D2. Not so the level they under, we an assistant secretary general. Then you meet we under secretary general. Then you meet the deputy secretary general at one person. Then the secretary general at one person. I don't think say the UN they go train you. Of course, there was a time where they think say all the soldier man they would go study in a Sandos, so then kind of for can make cool na the African countries. So that's not the assumption. But I think it depends on individual. In every situation, that the individual person ability for applying self and use the knowledge we don't get. each person is different, each country is different, each situation is unique. So I think, they judge one person because of another person. You get for judge one person on your ability and what he able to do and how he do them. So really, I think that's not the issue for as far as me concerned.
The APC party, most of them can either do election or selection.
That's not the APC constitution.
Yes, and you go into that, and you already run this, other people, them other man, them, they come out for they go, don't they show interest, or don't they move around the campaign and they talk to people, them, or they do activities, them, towards, showing interest to the flag bearer position. What do you think, say, if you come in, if you decide for declare, what's going to be chances?
The UN is structured party, then get organization, then get membership, then get every structure. So obviously, the structure of the APC at the appropriate time go take the decision what they want to have for them. And I think say every APC member within the party will get for respect that. So the APC know this just then. The APC know say then get for win the election and then go win the election. So then go take the decision we go make them win the election for able govern.
Why that's make you say that for win, that they win the election?
As you accept me for Sidon Naya as a member of the APC for talk to the APC not to win the election, it's not practical. Let's be honest. Because you wish the APC
but
for
with
you will do everything possible for make the APC win.
All right, but let me look at the current situation with the austerity measures and other thing that way life really difficult now the country when you look at the country on the whole. What are your own take on the austerity measures them way the government's been put?
The austerity measure inevitable. When you talk about the economy of the country, you look to an individual. You as an individual, you get how you get the money. You get the money through a salary, or somebody go trust you, or somebody go give you. If you dey work money, you hardly make person give because they say you get if you get. If you get money, if you dey work good salary, all man go like for trust you because they no say no to risk. They go trust you. And you expenditure, now you rent, you motor car, all the thing that way you spend your money per. For able to live a comfortable life, you for earn more than you dey spend. If you dey spend more than you dey earn, you dey in trouble. Because you either get for go lent, and when then also you tight, then go lent has very difficult condition. The same thing with the country. So if you as an individual, you don't de, imagine you're a tailor or Okada driver. You don't they 2 years you sick. You know they earn, you know they go work. Obviously, the only one way you go able to depend on passport in trust your person lent you. The half of money will be don't save you go don't use that. It's the same thing like a country. Your country they earn revenue from taxes and everything. Then they spend in salaries, in construction, the roads, the way they talk all lent in and they don't know then they give you money, don't know then they lent you. If a period can have the life of the country where for 2 years you know able to generate revenue, the people know they get money, they know they get money for spending on some things, and they give you money for spending on the crisis. So you
but then the National Revenue Authority will still limit and target them inside the order.
Yeah, but it is spender, but the donors, the money, remember, say, all DFID money, all World Bank money, every EU money was geared towards. And all the money will be not allocated in all of the activities for support the development of the country. They mobilize them for turn them into the fighting of Ebola. So there was a huge gap. And because the government started will be collecting revenue, like iron, oil, then collapse. So that basically, that bag information. So when the Ebola done, obviously, the economy go for literally collapse because you incur a lot of debt, your revenue base collapse, and you still be the meet your commitments then. So just as a human being, will you get for cushion how you spend the money because it's not there again the way it been there. And then mining company then, I can try to go take a couple of months or so for begin and the same revenue we've been there earn.
Okay.
So obviously it's expected in all of the countries then. That's not one. But the most important thing where people and they forget for realize the global economy, they in a good shape. We waiting at the UN where they run after countries and for good money. Iraq, where I go Iraq after me, I put a program for $5 million. Up to today, as I tell you, I able to raise only $2 million. Guinea for start the trial of daddies. We need over $10 million, are only able to raise $1 million. So the global economy is also not good. So the one way they give you money, then don't cut. Almost then they give because then your economy is not good. Then get for support then your own country then force. So obviously you get for face then challenges. So you get for cut you quote according to your size. You get for reduce your expenditure, manage them to a way where for meet what you get.
Okay. May I bring you back to democracy where we start for talk earlier on? I mean, you they on record for one person will be lead the process for the election before peace. But you know, people the way they work on democracy, organization the way they work on democracy, they say a fragile na saloon. What do you think? How you see saloon democracy?
Well, when people talk to you, so democracy not to an event. A lot of people can always say, we don't get election, you know, democracy don't come. Democracy na a process. You get for build institutions them and structures them. You get for get a free media. You get for get independent judicial. You know, all of them. So the process, not a one day, not a one day event. So over the period, you get for do assessment of how things and they consolidate. I mean, they talk about consolidation of democracy. So when you get ECOPs then, if you don't get the right laws there in place for deal with some of the issues then, it affects. If you know they get too many police, they're all over the place. You know, the law and order, not if you don't get enough magistrates and judges them, you know, you don't get a lot of independent institution, we're going to take independent decision, the democracy no go work the way they expect. So democracy is a process. So any country will begin democracy, then you normally say they take about 20 years or more before they go affirm to you, say the democracy don't sit down. You know, not like table where you get foot them. You get for build the pillars them. And the pillar them for trunk and the sit down and the grow. So any pillar will shake. It means the democracy not sit down. So now that's not they democracy.
Do well? Will they do well in when it comes to democracy?
I think, say, you know, when I talk to everybody, I know they talk because... but because I didn't have a position where everybody they talk to, even this new SG, when I go tell and Sadiqa holiday, because they take over another day, I'm telling you. Now one of my colleagues, they be the work, now I be the head of UNHCR. Now he say, you know, Sierra Leone are one of the pride of the United Nations. You know, Ban Ki-moon can talk and I, every single person tell you, because they do investments in Sierra Leone, we don't get multi-party election, one term, two term. They don't we don't get a change over our government. We don't get any prisoner, political prisoner within a prison and say this person because of him political bars they lock him up. The opposition with all what in the happy with the opposition, a lot of countries they're not saying they begin to pick them, they lock them and sell one thing. But they allow them the space and they attack, you know, then they fed to the ruling party. So obviously the space, the political space, the pluralism, if they operate, you not go say 100% perfect, because no country not the 100% perfect. But okay, at least it they work at the pillar. So as far as the international community concerned, I can proudly say that as a Sierra Leone, everybody believes say Sierra Leone are one of the bright examples then.
Okay, continue for the between at the studios, Madam Zainab Bangura, will come back to you. Let me go to Wakabot.
Tuesday, my in, I tell you, I said today, Tuesday. Hey, oh yeah. The New Year sweet, my in. The New Year sweet. We'll get back issue them way we carry forward from, you know, 2016 to 2017. Oh yeah, for don't call Shogishana. Boy, yeah, the first, my in. Shogishana go to sleep. I say, I be one civil society organization. Say this morning. This morning. I said then they load na Lady Gaga in office. Well, for Sheka, waiting them say na picking them business. Or not to picking them business. Well, me no know. I hear a boko story. How they say, well, some people they say the bobo then a dog, you know. Whilst, you know, Lady Gaga and chef they say, well, now your young friend the way I say, you see how man they make for way, I say, must know that I sit and a friend. I say, wait, anyway, I wish to know good luck. I want to see how this morning go tell like na welfare. I want to see how this morning go tell like, oh, because I already say, you know, Gaga say himself to go out in party there for let them can't map there. Then the civil society institution say them go can't map there for demonstrator for anything. Anyway, now what we get? I say na film we get, we look for what? We go watch. And she waiting what happened. Glad not go before. Oh yeah. I agree. You know, they told me they talk this morning. I agree. Oh, yeah, Zainab, they talk this morning. I say, I'm a poor one, Kuwait. Oh, yeah, Zainab. They say you want minister position. It's a boy. I don't hold that to foreign affairs. I'll tell you all I hold. Now, they are my poor. Turn the question back. That they, oh, yeah, I'm a poor. Well, actually, I know if na president, you want him up. You go see the answer. You know, when you see poor, you see, I'm a poor, you get poor understand. When you see, you know, party the go show, you they carry and go show, inside the go show, must know when, actually, I know let you see. Just ask and say that you work about it, I ask you, see. And don't you say you're not too interested by any minister position if you come back. So that you are about to ask you now if you're interested for Timap as president. Oh, Christian, I'm up for you go, you get the answer. Anyway, let go before. I tell go before. I just want to continue for tell people and say, oh, no, get for your but different H20 will be the tell you now. Say, that tariff, oh, yeah, Mr. Light. Wait till me go no knock here, give a little to that worker. I've been telling you that price they too high, man. Now I tell you no, I be the talker, I tell that price they too high. People ain't go top, well, better way, cheat on and down. One green call, one call it, not that, I say plenty issue there what we talk about 2017. I say about the first year while we talk about that light for go down. Now the 80 say waka but you wale go down. I say 80 I wale go down. Pop. Now go down show. 80 thank you. When you listen to what I tell you, thank you. Well, I think say you look get for do something back. We look get for shake small for put now the proper people them. We go carry and go because some man they give you bad name this Bente. Some man they really give you bad name this Bente. If you not shake up, I tell you, that bad name day, if we go 2018, you not go find no. So now we begin consider last shake up, so we begin get the right man then at the position where they go. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I see PPSL then they pay the yun. I already say PPSL then go get two executives. PPSL then go get two candidates. Then go get two presidential candidates. Oh, yeah. Which I will not go team up now. We not two candidates there. Who's that team up for? Okay, anyway, we'll go talk about PPSL 1 and PPSL 2. I hope the ACP will not... at ACP, they will not begin it. And the other man, the whole position for us. ACP, they will not begin it. When they go say this, now, boom, ACP self begin. Me, not the honorable daddy work about.
Right, we continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. We come to you from 98.1 FM. We will come to the studio guest. I'll just take this material quick. This Bentham, the Energy Ministry, through ETSA, Biad by Electricity, charge them in the country. We plenty people not being glad with. They concern here be put pressure upon government. We make the Ministry of Energy, after one meeting with President, be announced say they don't reduce the different tariff. Light tariff them na the country. We say the Minister of Energy say now we add salon 3 years na salon. They will make sure say them bring new technology them come for give more strength na the light sector na salon. Elizabeth Ali Blango gets more.
For inform the general public to say because of some of the complaints they would only get about the recent tariff adjustments, Mr. President himself put his hand on the matter for make sure say we look inside the matter and we come out with a more improved picture with which we don't can do now. So after consultation with the other MD them relevant to this business, we don't come out with a tariff regime.
You just don't listen to the voice of the energy minister himself. Ambassador Henry Macaulay, where they informed the general public inside one press release, but the tariff adjustment where them and them partner them do, after where President Koroma been tell them for look inside the increment, where they be make per electricity charge them this being term. Where them charge up per electricity been come, plenty people not been glad because one, you look at the economy where gets challenge. The increase in price per all the thing them na the market, and above all the austerity measures where governments be put, where we make the poor people them be the ask outside the country they go. as they don't decide for adjust the tariff per electricity. Others go benefit from this. Ambassador Henry Macaulay, the energy minister, be explained.
Well, the tariff reduction, as you say, it concerns largely, it will affect the residential, the domestic. Me and you, because the past, been telling say people then they pay sometimes more than what they're supposed to pay, because we get some kind of step business by the tariff, the system, the computer, they automatically recognize say oh this for the this category for another category day. So what we don't do now, we don't disable that computer automatic computer assessments there. So now all other day under residential, we charge them flat. So this is why important for make all man way they apply for connection, make them state the truth. Say me now residential now just purely domestic, so that they will enjoy that flat tariff day of the residential. 0 to 30 kilowatt hour per month. Now consumption way maybe you get your bulb and you owe something, you get air conditioner or then expensive appliances to consume much, so you will enjoy a low tariff. And the same tariff we made before, will not increase them for that band day. So now that the customer them within another level they will enjoy, but now we will not increase them to 50 kilowatt hours, so that more customer them go for enjoy that social tariff. 1 unit tariff not go to 1 unit. You get the tariff for your domestic band, you get the tariff if you're a commercial, you get the tariff if you're a welder. So when you spend your money, now out of that money now, they will give you the number of units you buy according to the tariff. Now, like, if you get 100,000, for example, if you want to buy patch granites, it gets in cost per cup. So, now, the tariff thing. What's going to happen is that because now the NRA collects GST, so then it is deducted as well as your service charge when I want a month. Because some meters and then now it's ready for change.
The energy minister, Ambassador Henry Macaulay, say ETS are just 2 years old, so then they try to come up with plenty new technology them, we make them want to let the public bear the small problem them waking up on along the line. The change of meter, now one big problem for the public. We make the acting director general for ETSA, Mr. Sakoi, say, the reason we make plenty people don't they experience that, now because the system they don't. But as technology don't improve, he say, then go try for make people them not get that kind of experience there inside 2017.
The reason why you are experiencing that issue now, system is down. We are dealing with one set of meters, which are called part of. It's an old system, but we are trying to change all of those meters. You know, when we started the prepaid, at least those were the first set of prepaid meters that were supplied to us. And so by then, we wanted prepaid, so we had to accept it. But now technology has improved, and we are trying to change those meters. As best as possible, you will not be experiencing those issues anymore, those problems anymore, come 2017. The only thing is that meters are not just, you know, they are not in swell, we just go and buy from the shelf and then, you know. It's something that we need to put in, you know, we have to follow the due process of the procurement system in the country. And then once we get those meters, we try to replace all of them. About 15,000 of them are in the system. And that's the action we are taking now. And very soon, that will be a thing of the past.
One thing we go then are the people they mind. Why now President Koroma decide for look inside the increase in electricity tariff? Where now the election process dey near and campaign go start very soon? This is a question where journalists then be asked the energy minister, where the national publicity secretary and outreach coordinator na the office of the government spokesman, Alhaji Ajibujalo, be answer the question. Usa is say energy na one of President Koroma in priority, na in agenda for prosperity and in agenda for change.
The government of President Ernest Bai Koroma today stands tall. The issue of energy, I have told you, has been paramount in the agenda for prosperity, has been paramount in the agenda for change. This press conference is not because of an election year, but certainly as we move closer to the election year, we'll be holding conferences like this to point to the things that we have done. We have to do that, to be sure, to remind you of where we were and where we are. That's for sure. Energy today, you haven't caught up, even if they're having 1 minute. But I can tell you they're having at least 12 hours. Hasn't been there in 35 years. The greatest part of Freetown, you will tell me that when light goes away now, it is something that you're not used to.
Alhaji Ajibujalo, na the National Publicity Secretary and Outreach Coordinator na the Office of the Government Spokesman, and say the government ready for showcase all waiting they don't do where the term for election come. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Elizabeth Ali Blango, the report.
the program Na Good Morning Salon, and it come to you from 98.1 FM. We continue with the program with a try for wrap up now, but we come over to Haja Zainab Hawa Bangura for continue with the program. Now let me look at still in democracy and the role where you play. Campaign for Good Governance now UBB, as you now founding member of Campaign for Good Governance, and they don't 20 year this year. Now looking at all the CSOs, them who say people, they say they all, you know, don't partisan, don't take position. Waiting you be form or not be see don't perform Campaign for Good Governance for, you still stand by that? The organization still they work that way they?
Definitely. I mean, no matter what you say, you know, Valnora, they do a fantastic job. They try. Because most times when governments do things, people expect, I can't around the web in the way I've been in a civil society with Kaba, because Kaba was a family friend. So people feel say, because I'm a family friend, you know, for say things where you do wrong. And you get for be objective. Objective means say, it no matter who done at the person, no matter whether you're affiliated, you fumble to the person, we didn't do something, you go see them. Campaign for Google, and first of all, and for promote human rights. At that time, we document, we monitor and report human rights violation on both sides. Secondly, democracy been just come in. So the job now for able for supports the growth of democracy, the sustainability of democracy and good governance. Who don't they over one party and military dictatorship for over nearly 3 decades. So for me, democracy sustain, you get forget a voice outside where they call on the government once on a while. And I think that that's what Valnora they do. So as far as me concerned, I'm still very proud of the amount of work we do. And I continue in the background for support. I'm very independent, very objective. If you say things away, so once on a while, I can call and say, why you not look this thing another side? I can monitor, you know, where you need support on side, apply for funding. You can call me, say, do you, I don't apply to suicide, and I for talk to them. I can talk to them. The same thing with Transparency International. So I keep in touch with them for continue for support them, but they do their work independently. And I think I'm really proud that at the end of the day, organization who you form, you left, the organization continue, because when you form an institution, for the institution for take a life of its own, for be independent, you get forget one or two people them for come out. You know, so when you come out, because the institution always they follow the person we deal with them. When I been, they been synonymous with Zainab Bangura, because I left him, somebody come, another person come. So you don't take a life of your own, and you keep to the principles and values and will be formed the organization for.
Right, look at few message then we because people then saw the same message on the Facebook page. But let me look at this one. We say, I felt touched by Zainab's comment this morning. I am principal at a school in Godrich. I want to take this opportunity to invite Madam Zainab to mentor the girls in our school and give advice to them at her convenient time.
Madam Zainab Bangura, we the woman that wants you for make and clear if you want for Tina for be president or not, because if we for support you now we for begin now.
This one says, Madam Zainab, you are indeed a mentor to our children, but there is more to do in terms of helping children, more especially in the area of teenage pregnancy.
This other one say, Madam Zainab, what can you say about the treatment given to children at their AGM at the Ministry of Social Welfare?
This other message say, Madam Zainab Bangura, no need for balance. You want for be president or not? Please respond.
Wow, woman, what a woman. I'm deeply impressed with her. Keep it up from Mustafa na New London Congo Bridge.
More message we don't come. It say, great hearing your voice, Zainab. How can you help to facilitate peace in the SLPP? The current state of the SLPP is detrimental to democracy in this country, because the SLPP, the leading opposition political party, are most likely to form the next government. This other message say, Madam Zainab Bangura, when you start for talk, you say you've been get confrontation with Strasa and Madabu. What do you be mean? Please respond. And few on we Facebook page also, this one, Khalil say, Madam Zainab is the real salon woman in all aspects of life, a figure to emulate. Nana Khalil, old Khalil, where they watch me live on the Facebook page. More message we'll go look at. This one say, Madam Zainab, you crying for just 7 million. Some countries have more than Sierra Leone. Let's pray to God for a good leader with boldness and wisdom, and that will rule Sierra Leone. She's afraid to be a leader. Make we pray, O Salon, because we still not get leader yet for lead we country.
Well, I'll just take this one from Almami Issa Kamara. Say, being a woman is not a qualification for becoming flag bearer and eventually president. Being a woman is not a qualification, otherwise you would be able to put it on a resume as a bullet point in the list of achievements. Let's allow free and unfettered politics to play, devoid of plain feminist mentality. Maybe it will be a woman, maybe not.
All right, the last one also from Lichedi Mia, where they watch you on Facebook from Atlanta, and say, Zainab, thanks for highlighting the traditional aspect of the Bundo. So those only discussing the circumcision aspect should first learn more before further discourse. Richard Puje, where they watch you live from Atlanta. We come over to you for a response to a message.
Well, actually, a couple of one way. First, everybody they talk about precedence. I mean, I don't repeat them over and over. When the right time comes, I go make the right decision. I go make an announcement on it. So really, I not need for move. And another thing, say no amount of talking and all go come for cancelling myself. But, oh yes, I don't ready. Na me as I na Bangra, no. I think me na person we always know for plan, because one of the things that we learn in life, if you not plan, you plan for fail. So anything you did do, you really get for organizer, and you plan them, and you determine what for do. So as I said, I repeat again, when the time appropriate, I go come. The second issue, where well, like the question somebody asked about the SLPP, you know, it's extremely sad. There is no way me go interfere for make peace and the SLPP, because me na APC. But at the end of the day, the survival of the SLPP is important to democracy, as somebody says. So I only wish, and I left because one of the first news owner talks on youth then come together for try for the. Because I think, say, you know, you need for get a functioning opposition. Because, and the opposition are the one where they put the government in check. The problem we're going to see, Sierra Leone, is the political class not able to sit down together and agree how for take the country forward. The reason why they say that, we need some very basic schools for children, roads, hospital. We not reach that level where they begin disagree between parties. Whether na SLP can or APC can, the same thing supposed for Rumi, the Sierra Leonean go before. Secondly, most of the funding they come from donors. And the donors, they put money on specific areas. So now the individual person, how he they use that support there, how he gets in vision, what he they do, now they determine the success. So really much difference now. But then the opposition, whoever they in opposition and the ruling party, for don't agree, say, okay, would they build 20 schools then? Would they train 100 teachers then? Would they train 50 nurses then? Would they do this? Then the one person where they're in opposition, suppose for monitor the other one, say, okay, we don't talk, say, in 10 years, would they build 100 hospitals? So you do in 5 years' time, every year, this is not the number. Why you not build that hospital? Only when we get to that level, we go able to move the country forward. So if the opposition, they in a disarray, then too focus on themselves and fetch themselves, they're not able to play their rightful role. So for any country for go before, for develop, you need forget a functioning democracy who go hold the country accountable. So me, I agree with the person, but at the end of it, I disagree, say, me go interfere, not to me business. Then the last one on the issue of murder bill. And I think one of the most amazing aspects all through the process, I remember 22 us, Usia, when they talk, say, oh, murder is the father of democracy. I mean, we need for be honest, we were first for democracy. I think murder for take more credit for peace than for democracy. The reason why they say that, murder been there against the election. We all know, it targets we. He attacked Temu, he put the soldiers in a street, he blocked, he changed the list of people that overgo Bintoumani too, he draw a new list, he do everything possible, maybe Bintoumani too not take place. Because during the negotiation with Fode Sankoh, we bring Fode from the bush, he make the commitment to Fode, say may election not take place. Now he make a sponsor and begin the peace before election campaign when a Ilti file been leader. So we were first for democracy during that time. No say murder been totally there against the election.
So what's the difference between peace and democracy? Because you say if
peace, we take murder, we
more credit on peace because, than democracy. Because, what's the difference?
Because nobody not been believe say Fode Sankoh exists as a person. We old man they say my God Kalon, this the old man they give names them. Murder and I negotiate with the Ivorian governments. He make Amadou Issé, the foreign minister of Ivory Coast, go na bush, go pull for the Sankoh, bring Ankana Ivory Coast. He begin the negotiation process.
All man talk what you get for talk. But you mad and at the meeting in Abidjan begin the negotiation process where Kaba take over from how the election take place. So in effect, he actually initiates the process, the peace process.
So if peace not be the democracy for day?
Oh yes, because the election take place before the peace.
But the election go happy, but peace not go day.
No, well, that's how they talk. Say, if we take credit for the peace, because now him bring for the Sanko, pull an a bush. Now, me own opinion, that the all man get your objection. But he was against the election. He not be one time because part of the negotiation we get, we talk to for the Sanko, you understand, is for say, election not for take place. So he do everything for stop the election. Even what would they argue for the election, he go not ready because then broadcast and live, where the former Praman chief, Ella Koblo Gulama, address for the Sanko, they tell and say, no follow them woman, now they go and jump in a trees and campaign for election. We not the real woman then at the country. We they tell you say, we know they support election, election not for take place.
So at the end of the day, a handover.
No,
Then they alone, some people won't consider that and they say now something, a big something.
No. I don't get any disagreements about that big something, but not to in a father of democracy. He more initiates on peace. I'm being honest. You know, he really for take credit the fact that, you know, even though that peace process they collapse, because after we Tijan Kaba take over, you know, when they signed the agreements with Fode Sanko and Abidjan, Fode Sanko come back and fed. But at least it begin the process of the peace process will eventually lead to Lome, because this is not Abidjan peace process. But because he make that commitment to Fode Sanko, because he helped for pull Fode Sanko and Abush, for bring and come, for take an Abidjan, he make a commitment to Fode say, I know they support the democracy process. And he do everything possible for sabotage the process. Eventually, when he not get alternative, you know, he support him, he hand over, he vote. It's not true. You know, at the end of the day, let's face fact, when we come for rights the history of Sierra Leone, we get for states the facts as it is. We know the truth.
But it's like when elections and they come, the facts them they get different
of
meaning from different angle.
Of course, when one person all man defend credibility for what he say, what he not do. But me they tell you that because we've been there Bintoumani. We all Bintoumani too. The list we'll draw for Bintoumani one. Mada Biogi alternative list. Luckily for we, the pilot, because we road not be deal, you know they come up book, you know they can make an magobo. The pilots and we get them, and our EU hire the pilots them. So when the pilots then reach now the helipad for collect the people for camp Bintoumani too, then get one list day where them prepare mother, the other list day of the other woman that will be prepared other people there. So eventually the European Union give instructions to the pilot say, now this list you
so get. The existence will not be get from Strasser and be the same with mother.
Well, Strasser was because Strasser wanted for contest election. Which one of the reasons that we mother make the coup against him? Because Strasser be one participant. You go there and begin the party, NU party. Strasser won for be a candidate. And obviously, they all talk and say, we know the contest. We don't talk to another contest election, so will they go? So on that basis, they, and I can tell you the interesting thing, because Strasser be the be an obstacle, me, the state, I go state house. In ADC, na Abu Kago, na lawyer now. I go state house for go make appointments for make the women movement, they meet Strasser. So as I they enter, so now Abdul they tell me, say Strasser don't left and call him for meeting at Cochrane. So as they don't have Abdul in office, they wait. Now they call Abdul, say trouble in a Cochrane. Now Abdul call me, say we go for run, come on at this office, we go for run. So me and Abdul now the ADC, the PA, now we run by step the run. Beyond a Strasser, they don't arrest Strasser and a Cochrane. They don't put an helicopter. So that run, come out there. Ingo Kokri, Rusa, they go. Me go na me office.
Right.
So those people say, we are part and parcel of that challenge. So we they try for talk to Strasser, say, you know for contest.
Right.
And when we challenge Mada Biona Bintoumani too, at the end of the thing, but then the conference they done, all the soldiers then withdraw. So we decide as human then, we buy Boku flowers, we go with Yasmin Jusari, if we go tell and thank you that you allowed the Bintoumani to for process. He give we audience, we tell and thank you for supporting the process. Because we don't want her as enemy. We want her as a friend. And at the end of the day, we want her for participate and allow the election for continue. Okay. And we succeed.
Right. We want to tell you plenty thank you. We also will get time and people and we'll go willing because it's like the incidents that we happened in 1996, very critical to,
and especially when I be big man, you know, they're able for challenge waiting be happy, eh?
Yes.
That's a day.
You know, we'll be in our school and then, but anyway, we'll continue for looking to the issues and see how capable for, you know, discuss and know what's now the actual thing may be happening and then. We want to tell you plenty thank you for taking time for joining the program this morning.
Alright, and also all the one them we don't follow we on Facebook, we want to say we appreciate Una very much. And we want to tell thank you to the policy we make possible. We done the work with Radio Democracy, help support Radio Democracy, John. Gaia, thank you very much for that. And also somebody they say James Macaulay say we want the live show to continue on every Good Morning show. Well, will they try? We for do that. We rest assured, James. We will continue for do that. And all the one them we don't follow we and listen we and send a text message. DJ Richie, we give technical support. Thank you very much. The one that we produce the program, Alex Lawrence Koroma. And we other producer, we Nakadija Bangura. Thank you very much. Until then, Minasma James, say goodbye.